MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Stainlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Wandile Shilobo, Chief Economist, Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. Wandile, appreciate the time. I want to get to a couple of points around agri and the year past, but I suppose we should start with that third quarter GDP number that saw agricultural down, what was it, 28.8%. I mean, what happened here? Is this something we should be alarmed about, or is this just a sort of the cyclicality of agri and the nature of data?
Yeah, so the couple of things here. I think, Simon, we were expecting that agriculture would underperform.
Mm-hmm.
And there are various factors that would contribute to that. One, the fact that we had a bad summer crop season where the overall grains and the oilseeds production was down by 23% from the previous season to around about 15.4 million tons in the 2023-24 production season. And also the livestock, which makes up about half of our farming economy, has been challenged by animal diseases. We are now getting control of those, but we still struggle with some in KZN and the Eastern Cape. On the basis of that, we thought the sector would continue to contract, but we were expecting a number that is around 8%, 10%, mm-hmm. you name it. So 28.8% quarter-on-quarter seasonal adjusted was indeed a shock. Our sense is that we may see Stats Say when they release their fourth quarter figures, revising these to a better contraction mm-hmm. than the sharp one that we have seen. We think that the timing and them observing what's going on in agriculture and how much the production figures have been changing may be something that had made them think things are worse than they are actually ending up to look like. Because ultimately, while the crop productions are down, but if you look at the crop prices, which compensates for something when you're calculating the gross value
yeah.
added, they've been fairly up.
Okay, fair enough. You mentioned livestock there. We've chatted about livestock over the year. Well, one of the points has been, I mean, there's been the disease challenges that we've had in South Africa. There's also been an attempt to try and export more livestock. Are we winning much on the export side, or is those diseases hindering us?
I think we are winning on the both. On the diseases, March of last year, 2023, and starting this year, we had these animal diseases, foot and mouth disease mm-hmm. in cattle, avian influenza in poultry, African swine fever in pigs. But if you look at it now, we have managed to control the diseases in much of South Africa. The only provinces that are still struggling with the foot and mouth disease in cattle is Eastern Cape and KZN. Mm-hmm. As a result, if you look at our exports of red meat, take Simon just the first three quarters of this year. The exports are up by roughly 5% from the first three quarters of last year, just over $10 billion, US dollars.
Yeah.
So then in that way, my sense is that we are actually recovering and we are punching above the weight when we think about the beef exports so far, because the last quarter has actually been one of the best quarters in terms of exports. That's the third quarter of this year mm-hmm. in some time. And they are up both in value and in volume.
Okay, so some really good news coming through from livestock. What about the citrus farmers? Their struggles have been ports, although by what I can see, that kind of has improved, but maybe improving is more is needed. And then, of course, restrictions from the European Union. Are we winning on either of those fronts for the citrus farmers? Because they're important. It's an industry I think we don't really think about, but it is a significant part of our economy.
I mean, it is a significant part. If you think about just the farming economy, citrus features within the top five industries that are big, along with your maize, livestock, poultry farmers and stuff, then you do see citrus. So it is indeed significant. But this year we have had actually, we've been very fortunate, because in South America, people have struggled with drought. And South Americans are the major producers of juice concentrate in citrus.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this led to a major increase. I mean, if you could put up a chart now with juice prices, you will see that orange yeah. juice prices yeah. are at record high levels, the futures prices. And what that has led to then, it led to a situation where South Africa saw its exports slightly declining as much of the oranges are going to the juice market. And then that in part assisted us in managing things well in the export markets, but also in managing well things even in our export markets. Yes, the EU, we still have our case in court so that we can continue to access that EU market. But I think the robust juice market is something that has helped us. And fortunately, it does look like even going into next year, South Americans will take time to recover, which means that orange juice futures prices are likely to remain elevated for some time, which is a benefit for us.
Yeah, I've seen that orange juice chart. It's an astounding chart. It reminds me of the lumber chart during the pandemic. How's our rain been so far for 2024? That's always the big one for farmers, which we really have no control over. I mean, I suppose they can irrigate, but what's the rainfall been like, and what are we expecting into 2025 for rainfall?
I mean, you're asking one of the crucial things, because right now, for example, we are at the start of the 2024-25 production season. And to your point, I mean, we can irrigate all of our citrus, 20% of our field crops, and all of other fruits and vegetables. But ultimately, the greater part of grains and the oilseeds in South Africa and sugar is under dry land. So far, the farmers have been optimistic. They want to plant a slightly higher area compared to last year, because that poor yield of last year was because of the midsummer drought. So to see them optimistic and saying they will plant more. And I guess there are two things that are encouraging them. Higher prices generally of agricultural commodities, as well as the fact that we still are in a La Nina cycle. Yeah. We're expecting to get the La Nina rains. They are late. So far, we haven't received the rains that we need. We think that the season may be late by roughly a month or so, but ultimately, we are optimistic and thinking that we may have a season of a recovery, but we need that rain badly.
You mentioned, for example, the citrus, mostly under irrigation. If they then get rain, they don't irrigate. Does that save the money? I mean, is irrigation a big cost on their line item, or is it like it's nice, but it's not significant?
I mean, irrigation in general in agriculture, it is a significant cost. I mean, I can give you even an industry-wise wide figure. I think agriculture spend around 8 billion rands a year on electricity. So it is quite a substantive figure that we do spend. And of course, the other bigger costs have to do with fertilizers and the other things. Take, for example, a grain farmer, about a third of his input cost is fertilizer. Yep. And that fertilizer this year, it's been great because fertilizer prices are down by roughly 15% year on year. So those are some of the benefits. But certainly the issue of electricity and the rain, if it rains, it does save a lot for some of the guys that don't have to irrigate as frequently.
And this does mean that the load shedding, which mysteriously disappeared back in March, actually benefits farmers as well, because they've now got continuous power. They don't have to worry about suddenly losing power to irrigate. And of course, I mean, the power in slaughterhouses and the like.
It's been a major contributor across the value chain. The fact that, in fact, this year we have had a better season than we anticipated. Because, I mean, though I talk about the sector having to contract, but if you were to look at it, it was not a bad performance all across. The entire fruit and vegetables had a fairly good year in terms of prices and in terms of output, not limited to citrus. You talk to apple farmers, to grape farmers, and the year was better. One of the contributing factors, the fact of we had a stable electricity supply in addition to the renewables that they have put in place and other alternatives, and that helps a great deal with irrigation.
Yeah, thank you, Eskom. We'll leave it there. Wandile Shalobo, Chief Economist, Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. Always appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.